Blog Talk Radio.
Smoke News Radio Podcast. Welcome to Smoke News Radio 2020 with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Hello, thank you. You've tuned in to Smoke News Radio. I'm your host, Jason Isaac Huff Brodsky. Clicking everything in here to go. And there we are. Let's start the show off tonight. This wonderful election voting world we are in. Let's find out how the results have gone. First, Mexico slowly advances adult use cannabis law, setting up key vote written by Alfredo Pascual, published on November 13th in the Palacio de Bellas Artes in Mexico City. A group of Mexican legislators met virtually on Friday to discuss the latest version of a bill to legalize adult-use cannabis, and in doing so, comply with a Supreme Court mandate to pass a law by the middle of next month. The legislatures already are way behind schedule, but steps were taken Friday to get the legalization process back on track, with an important vote as soon as next week. The lawmakers were originally given an October 2019 deadline, but after the Senate failed to reach a consensus, the Supreme Court extended the deadline to the end of April 2020. But because of the panda, the April 2020 deadline was extended again until December 15th, 2020. On Friday, three state commissions, acting together in a virtual session, vowed to finalize the following initiatives on November 18th. In 3 days, revoke a decision they made last March when they approved in general terms a marijuana legalization bill, approve a new bill, a modified version of the March document, bringing the Latin American country Mexico one step closer to the current goal of legalization before December 15th. Because of the virtual nature of Friday's meeting, legislatures had only the option to state how they would vote. The new version of the bill still must overcome several hurdles, such as approval by the state commissions when they meet in person on Wednesday, and approval by the full Senate, which might not happen next week, and approval by the lower legislative chamber. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador signing the bill into law, assuming he has no objections. Legislation could see further modifications and face yet unforeseen hurdles along the way after the law is approved and before any sales can take place. A cannabis agency must be established and secondary rules written. Anyone expecting revenue opportunities in the near term should not get their hopes up. Delays in Mexico's legislative process have been common. The new version of the bill, expected to be approved by Senate commissions on Wednesday, has significant differences from the version approved in March. The biggest change is that medical cannabis is not within the scope of the new draft, which regulates only recreational marijuana and industrial hemp. Mexico approved medical cannabis in mid-2017 with a reform of its health and criminal law. But the law has never properly implemented since patients could not access medical cannabis products. Businesses effectively had no business opportunities. The exclusion of medical cannabis from the current bill's scope suggests secondary rules will be needed soon to regulate the 2017 law amendments. The recreational bill has some other notable exclusions. Food and beverages infused with cannabis derivatives, including CBD, are not considered in the current bill. Like the March version, the proposed law has a strong emphasis on sustainability. For businesses' licenses, the draft law provides preference for vulnerable or marginalized communities. Business opportunities would be limited by vertical and horizontal integration restrictions, as well as limits on foreign ownership of licenses. Industrial use would be defined as non-medicinal use of cannabis with less than 1% THC. Thank you. You're listening to Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. Next, we have from Politico.com, the House will vote on cannabis legalization bill in December. A vote scheduled for September was postponed after some moderate Democrats got cold feet. Written by Natalie Fertig on November 9th. A bill to remove federal penalties on marijuana and scrap some cannabis-related records will receive a vote on the House floor in December, according to House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. In a letter to colleagues Monday, Hoyer outlined the legislative schedule for the lame duck session in November and December. Quoted, the House will vote on the MORE Act to decriminalize cannabis and expunge convictions for nonviolent cannabis offenses that have prevented many Americans from getting jobs, applying for credit and loans, and accessing opportunities that make it possible to get ahead in our economy. Hoyer's letter did not specify which week the vote will come up, but the House is scheduled to be in session December 1st through the 4th and the 7th through the 10th. The House was scheduled to vote on the bill in September, but some Democrats in tight races worried that voters would not look kindly on a marijuana legalization vote when a deal on panda aid remained elusive. At the time, Hoyer promised the bill would still come up for a vote after the election. Momentum is growing on marijuana policy. More than a third of Americans now live in states full legalization, and a record 68% support federal cannabis legalization, according to a Gallup poll. This past election day, five states passed medical and recreational legalization referendums, including staunchly conservative states such as Montana and South Dakota, bringing the total number of legal recreational marijuana states up to 15. On Monday, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted that it's past time to end the federal prohibition on marijuana. Quoted, With the success of all the cannabis ballot measures across the country last week, it's more important than ever for Congress to catch up. We're going to continue building momentum so that Congress takes action to end the failed prohibition of cannabis before the year is out. Too much is at stake for communities of color, says Cannabis Caucus co-chair Representative Barbara Lee, Democratic California. Okay, next on Westward.com from Smoke News Radio. Smoke News. Oh, you don't have the echo here. Radio. Oh, well, I hope both these buttons were doing good. Oh, that's so awesome. That's so super cool. Okay, so as I figure out things on my own recording devices, could have mixing buttons gone. Continuing on Westworld.com, marijuana sales jumped nationwide on election week, written November 14th by Jacqueline Collins and Clara Geohan. If you found yourself relieving the stress of voting by indulging in marijuana, you weren't alone. Online dispensary orders across the country more than doubled on election day, according to marijuana e-commerce company iHeartJane. And even though Coloradans were able to vote by mail, this state experienced its own major bump. iHeartJane compared online dispensary orders placed on its website from Tuesday, November 3rd, to those of the previous four Tuesdays and found that 1,600 dispensaries using the service across the country saw a 60% rise in sales dollars on election day. The days immediately following also registered a rise, with November 4th and November 5th logging 46% and 37% increases respectively over similar adjusted averages from past weeks. In 2002, Colorado dispensaries using Jane experienced a 55.2% increase in sales figures on election day, according to iHeartJane, representing a customer increase of about 4,000 people. Although Colorado's election results were clear relatively early, iHeartJane data shows that Colorado dispensaries kept bringing in the dough for the next 2 days, with pot shops seeing Jane orders rise 42.5% on November 4th compared to previous Wednesday's percent increase on November 5th compared to recent Thursdays. Jane's data set only includes online orders, but because the Panda has increased online cannabis sales, iHeartJane's CEO Socrates Rosenfeld considers the data representative of cannabis sales trends, quoted saying, 17% of all orders at the beginning of the year were online, compared to the 83% that were offline. At the peak of the Panda, 52% of all orders were online, and that was about April or May. Today, though, it has settled at around 45%, so one out of every two orders is online versus offline. Although the legal pot market experiences predictable retail surges that correspond with holidays like Stoner Favorite 20th or 20, July 4th, and Christmas, the increase in sales on election day is unusual, Rosenfeld says. Election day is new, he explains. Election day is perhaps a new every 4 years spike. But even in the midterm elections, there was no spike. This one, there was a major spike in people ordering and shopping for cannabis. Marijuana products seeing the biggest spikes were those often used to relax or sleep. According to iHeart Jane Order data, tinctures and sublingual products 15.5% increase in sales, and capsules saw an 8.9% rise. Quote, I think the panda really highlighted that in times of stress and anxiety, uncertainty, people are starting to realize that cannabis is a product that they can rely on, Rosenfeld says. Quote, it is really becoming a part of the American wellness routine. Marijuana wasn't the only in-demand indulgence on election day. Drizzly, the e-commerce and alcohol delivery platform, reported a 68% increase in sales on November 3rd for alcohol compared to the previous four Tuesdays. While Grubhub, the food delivery company, reported that most popular orders on election night were either cheesy fried or cheesy fried. Rosenfeld goes on to say, the big takeaway from all that data was that Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. No matter who you voted for president, the one thing we could agree on was the fact that cannabis was here helping people and will be here to stay. With voters in five different states approving recreation and medical legalization on election night, a 5-5 sweep, that point is hard to argue. Thank you. You're listening to Smoke News Radio. It's your host, Jason Brodsky. Next, from theargusleader.com, South Dakotans vote to legalize medical marijuana. Medical marijuana finally has the blessing of South Dakota voters after the state previously rejected legalizing the use of cannabis for qualifying health reasons on more than one occasion. Initiated Measure 26 soared to passage Tuesday with 68% of ballots counted by county auditors by 11 p.m., favoring laxer marijuana laws in the state that allow people with debilitating medical conditions to grow and possess pot. The Associated Press called the race shortly after 11 p.m. Quote, we're delighted that the Measure 26 passed. That means the patients will finally be able to get the relief that they need without turning to prescription drugs, which oftentimes are addictive and sometimes fatal if overused, says Dre Samuelson, the political director for South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws, goes on to say, so this is great news for families and great news for patients. 2020 election marks the third time South Dakota voters have seen questions relating to the legalizing marijuana for medical use on their ballot. In 2006, a medical marijuana initiative narrowly failed with a 52% to 47% margin. And most recently, voters overwhelmingly rejected medical marijuana in 2010 when nearly two 2/3 of voters said no to a ballot measure. Various polls conducted ahead of the election included one done in partnership between the Argus Leader and KELO Action TV, showed a majority of likely supported voters supporting Initiative Measure 26. Mentele said those polls and Tuesday's election results indicate how much the general public's attitudes on marijuana, and specifically for medicinal use, have changed in the last decade. In 2010, when South Dakotans last voted down medical pot, 15 states had legalized medical marijuana, and no state had yet legalized recreational marijuana. Today, 33 states have legalized medical marijuana, and 11 states have fully legalized the marijuana plant for recreational consumption. Although an overwhelming majority of voters approved of medical marijuana, the South Dakota State Medical Association, the SDSMA, still doesn't. Their president, Dr. Benjamin Acker, who vocally opposed Measure 26 in the lead up to this week, election, said health concerns surrounding marijuana use remain. Quotes, as a patient advocate, we are very concerned about the negative health effects that result from marijuana use. He said, Argus Leader late Tuesday evening goes on to say, scientific evidence links poor health outcomes and marijuana use, especially with regard to development of the adolescent brain. The Measure 26, in effect, will allow minors who are certified by a physician to benefit from marijuana to use the drug. Measure 26 passage doesn't mean doctors can begin certifying patients to be treated with cannabis yet. According to the South Dakota Legislative Research Council, the ballot measure will take effect on July 1st after election results are canvassed by the State Canvassing Board. At the same time, those approved by medical marijuana will be allowed to possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana and register to grow 3 ounces of pot in their own home. Under the language of Measure 26, patients can grow more than 3 plants at a time with a doctor's approval. The history of medical pot votes in South Dakota in 2006, 52% to 47% loss. In 2010, 63% to 36% loss. And they got it now. Next on Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Brodsky. I've got here from normal.org, N-O-R-M-L. New Jersey lawmakers vote to advance legislation to implement marijuana legalization. Members of 2 separate legislative committees today voted to advance enabling legislation to implement Question 1, which was overwhelmingly approved by voters on November 3rd to legalize and regulate marijuana production, use, and retail sales for adults in the state. Hold on, what states? Of course I say what states. I think it'll show. What state was it? You know, they think you're reading it only in your own state. Companion bills, I think it's Arizona, A21 and S21 would allow adults 21 and older to legally possess and purchase up to 1 ounce of marijuana. The measure would also allow for home delivery on-site consumption, protections for employees, students, parents, tenants, and those needing organ transplants, among other provisions. Lawmakers failed to include provisions allowing adults to cultivate marijuana for personal use. S-21 was approved by Senate Judiciary Committee by a 5-1 vote, while A-21 was approved by the Assembly Oversight, Reform, and Federal Relations Committee soon after. S-21 and A-21 are scheduled for additional hearings and Appropriations Committee in their respective chambers on Thursday and require approval from committees before receiving a floor vote in the respective chambers. Oh, it's New Jersey. Arizona, New Jersey, we got five. What a five. Okay. New Jersey voters overwhelmingly approved public question one on November 3rd, with 67% voting yes and only 33% voting no. Because question one is a non-binding, legislatively referred ballot question, the New Jersey legislature must now take immediate action to draft and implement. Oh, what are you doing? Tablet's on my lap. Okay. Let's say review. The New Jersey legislature will now take immediate action to draft and implement enabling legislation in a manner that is in accordance with voters' sentiments. Come on. Okay, next. There's all these cables everywhere. Cat jumps on. Okay, it's a cat loving broadcast. It's not cat accessible yet for the cats to play on the microphone. Here we go. Next. ArgusLeader.com. Law enforcement chamber officials expressed concern after marijuana votes. South Dakota voters recently passed both medical and recreational marijuana use. South Dakota voters recently passed Initiative Measure 26, which legalizes the use of medical marijuana. That initiative seemed destined to pass, as polls clearly showed South Dakota voters in favor of the passage. But Constitutional Amendment A, allowing the use of recreational marijuana, also passed by a narrow margin. The amendment legalizes the possession, transportation, and distribution of up to an ounce of pot for adults in the state 21 and over. South Dakota cats are now just the 14th state in the country to fully legalize cannabis. Under the law, opening the cannabis market in South Dakota won't take effect until July 1st, 2021. Brandon Police Chief Joe Weir says he's disappointed and frustrated at the passage of both medical and recreational marijuana use. Cop Weir has been in law enforcement for 37 years. He's worked for the FBI and spent several years as a cop narcotics officer in Iowa. Quotes, "My experience in drugs in 37 years has never been favorable," says the man paid to bust the druggies. Quotes, "It's very disappointing. The medical passage is one thing, but to totally allow recreational marijuana is taking it even further. I've seen the effects of drugs, including marijuana. There's always the argument of it being a gateway drug, which I believe it is." Quoted Cop Brandon. Much of the concern for Cop Weir is the law enforcement officers around the state we'll have to wait and see what kind of legal ramifications there will be when it comes to searching vehicles under probable cause. The cop quotes, "Hopefully it won't diminish our ability to conduct probable cause searches in the field if we smell marijuana." Cop goes on to say, "If it's legal, is that going to diminish our ability to search vehicles? That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out," says Cop Joe Weir. Cop Joe Weir said, "Sometimes those probable cause searches turn up guns, opioids, or methamphetamine." Weir said he's hoping law enforcement agencies will have a quantifiable measurement of marijuana in the system where they can take action if marijuana is decriminalized, he said. That takes away from law enforcement's ability. Bunch of pussies. Meow. Quotes, "In the field, we need to be able to quantify that level," the cop said. "If they're under the influence to a certain threshold, will we still have the ability to take action?" says probably Cop David Owen. Cop Weir said he's also not a proponent of medical marijuana. Until his mom is sick of cancer. Quotes, "I'm not a doctor, so I don't have the ability to address medical treatment for those things like seizures in children," the cop said. "But I'm skeptical that there's other legitimate produced medication that wouldn't serve the same end," quotes the cop. "Legalizing recreational marijuana use is also a concern for Cop David Owen." Oh, wait, no. Well, now they say who he is. Okay. President of South Dakota Chamber of Commerce. Owen was the chairman of the No Way on Amendment A campaign and said he too was disappointed at last week's voting result. Quotes, "It was apparent to us that South Dakota was ready to embrace medical use, but we didn't want recreational, and we sure didn't want it in the Constitution," he said. Owen will be in Brandon at Tailgaters on November 24th for Brandon Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Legislative Preview. Tickets are still available for that event and can be purchased at the Brandon Valley Chamber website. After last Tuesday's vote, Owen said he was in need of updating his talking points before heading to Brandon. Yeah, I'll give him that. Quotes, "We're disappointed, but we're not terribly surprised," he said of the recreational marijuana vote. "We knew we saw our own poll in June that we had our work cut out for us." Marijuana usage won't be the only thing Owen said he would be discussing when he comes to Brandon later this month. Election results and managing the panda crisis and potential liabilities of opening a business during the panda will also be on the agenda. All right. Okay. Smoke News Radio does not say cop voices with any respect, because they've been persecuting people that smoke marijuana for so long. So, excuse me, you boneheads. Have you killed people and their dogs and destroyed lives over marijuana and think you get to continue doing it? Pigs, 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 come on. Oink down a little. So that's why we changed the law. So let's continue to change the law, people. Next on Keep Your Opinions to Yourself, Damn It, Jason Radio, Smoke News Radio, from Clarion Ledger. We have medical marijuana in Mississippi approved with Initiative 65 vote. Here's what that means. Voters have overwhelmingly approved medical marijuana in Mississippi. Quotes, "This is a huge day for Mississippi, and I couldn't be more excited, humbled, or thankful," said Jamie Grantham, Communications Director of Mississippians for Compassionate Care. The group that sponsored the Medical Marijuana 2020 campaign. Voters approved the citizen-led Initiative 65 by a 74% majority that will allow doctors to prescribe medical marijuana for 22 debilitating conditions. Steve Hawkins, executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project, goes on to say, "It is great to see that the tides of change are continuing to flow across the country, and now they have come to Mississippi." The Grassroots Initiative 65 will require a medical marijuana program be in place by August 2021. The Mississippi election results. Grantham. Who's that? They don't always write these things to be read. Someone named Grantham says, "I speak on behalf of my entire team when I say we want to give God the glory and praise for this victory." Oh, there's Jamie Grantham, Communications Director for Mississippians for Compassionate Care. Come on, remember that. But opponents say medical marijuana shouldn't be part of the state constitution and believe the measure will lead to recreational marijuana use and an influx of pot shops. One of the most vocal opponents of Initiative 65 in recent weeks has been State Health Officer Dr. Thomas Dobbs, quoted saying, "It will be in the Constitution. We can't fix it. It will be out of our control to change." Dodd said he is concerned Initiative 65 could take his office away from dealing with the panda. Mississippi will join 34 other states with a medical marijuana program. Jim Perry of the Mississippi Board of Health says this is just not the right way. Perry claimed Initiative 65 would lead to one of the most liberal medical marijuana programs in the country. An alternative called Initiative 65A would have left it up to the legislature to come up with the medical marijuana program. Grantham said the legislature has had numerous opportunities to pass medical marijuana in the state, but hasn't done so. The fight over Initiative 65 and 65A divided the community with citizens against citizens, doctors against doctors, and lawmakers against lawmakers. More than 228,000 people statewide signed a petition between 2018 and September 2019, leading to Initiative 65 being on the ballot. It will make medical marijuana available to Mississippians with conditions such as ALS, cancer, epilepsy, HIV, Parkinson's disease, and sickle cell anemia. The Mississippi legislature added its own competing Initiative 65A to the ballot in March. Medical marijuana supporters claimed the legislation proposal was an effort to confuse voters in an effort to kill Initiative 65. the legislative alternative didn't provide a timetable or framework for the program, leaving it up to lawmakers to decide. It limited smoking of marijuana to terminally ill patients, but would have allowed other forms for non-terminally ill patients. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Smoke News Radio with your host, Citizen Brodsky, right here from MojaveDailyNews.com. In Arizona, county relaxes marijuana prosecutions in wake of vote, written by Dave Hawkins. In Kingman, Northwest Arizona residents can enjoy marijuana in certain circumstances without fear of prosecution. The Mojave County Attorney's Office moved quickly to relax its pot prosecution policies after roughly 60% of the state and local electorate approved Proposition 207 and recreational marijuana use in the November 3rd general election. Deputy County Attorney James Shopman says, "We are not waiting for the effective date, but are acting immediately as if Proposition 207 is the law as of election night, as it allows charges to be expunged that occurred prior to the effective date." Attorney James Shopman, the county's attorney's office, has drafted a memorandum intended as guidelines for prosecutors to follow when considering new filings or marijuana cases already charged. The memo goes on to say, "We thought it would be helpful for law enforcement to see how we plan on handling these cases moving forward in an order to avoid anyone wasting time and resources investigating something that may not be filed or pled to a misdemeanor." The memo advises attorneys to dismiss or not charge simple possession cases involving less than 2.5 ounces of marijuana or less than 12.5 grams of marijuana concentrate. It recommends against charging anyone with possessing marijuana drug paraphernalia and to dismiss or not charge instances where an individual is growing not more than 6 plants at their private residence for personal use. Prosecutors are advised not to charge cases involving marijuana-laced edibles. The memo also provides guidelines for transportation, including charging anything under 100 pounds as a misdemeanor. "The voters have spoken, and we have implemented the will of the people," said County Attorney Matthew Smith. He said his office also must act as a responsible fiduciary of public resources and that it is now a waste of time and money to handle cases that will be obviated by passage of 207. Smith spoke on Veterans Day, a federal and state holiday, and said he needed to confer with staff to better understand how many cases might be dismissed under his new office policy. He ventured to guess that it would likely be somewhere between 20 to 40 cases. Go Arizona on Smoke News Radio with your host, Jason Isaac Brodsky from JacksonFreePress.com. Written by Emily Wagster Pitches of the Associated Press, Mississippi marijuana ballot dispute, no ruling before vote. In Jackson, Mississippi, the Mississippi Supreme Court will wait until after next week's election to consider whether a medical marijuana initiative got onto the ballot through proper procedures. Chief Justice Mike Randolph filed a one-page order Wednesday giving Secretary of State Michael Watson a November 6th deadline to respond to written arguments filed by Tuesday by Madison Mayor Mary Hawkins Butler. That deadline is 3 days after the election. Bauman's arguments originally were due by Wednesday. Butler argued that the number of signatures gathered for Initiative 65 does not meet standards outlined in the state constitution. Watson's predecessor as Secretary of State, Delbert Hoseman, said the initiative qualified the ballot months ago. Supporters of Initiative 65 said their petition process met the requirements set up by the Constitution and by a 2009 Attorney General's opinion. They also accused Butler and City of Madison of trying to undermine the initiative. The Mississippi initiative process requires petitioners to gather signatures from registered voters, getting no more than one-fifth of the signatures from any congressional district. Mississippi had five congressional districts in the 1990s when the initiative process was established, but the state dropped to four congressional districts after the 2000 census. Butler argued it's a mathematical certainty that more than one-fifth of the signatures for Initiative 65 came from at least one of the four congressional districts. Wow, one-fifth of the signatures, and then one-fourth. Oh, man. Every initiative process. In a legal opinion dealing with initiatives, the Mississippi Attorney General's office said in 2009 that the Secretary of State should require an equal number of signatures from each of the five old congressional districts. Initiative 65 would allow patients to use medical marijuana to treat debilitating conditions and allow certified for physicians. All right. And so that was right before the election. And I mean, they're still contesting that they should even put it on the ballot. But go Mississippi. Okay, next, from recordeagle.com, written by Patty Brandt Burgess, adult use marijuana shops get green light in Northport. Read to you by Jason Brodsky on Smoke News Radio. Poll voters clearly the way last week for Leilani County's first recreational marijuana dispensary by saying no to the repeal of its recreational marijuana establishments ordinance, known as Ordinance 125. After being on hold for several months, pending results of the election, Leilani Township resident Daniel Caudill is in the process of laying out a construction timeline for the dispensary he will name after Olean's Liquor Store in Northport, New York, which opened following the repeal of Prohibition. The business will look like a barn, so it blends into the area. Caudill said it will have an atmosphere of an old-time apothecary rather than looking like other cannabis businesses that have cropped up around the Grand Traverse region, he says. I want to be part of Leilani and Northport business landscape. I want to be able to have something for Northport that is a great destination that is in keeping with North and that the people of Northport can be proud of. The ballot proposal, which would have replaced Ordinance 125 with one that prohibits adult use establishments in the village, failed on a vote of 252-175. The Ordinance 125 was approved by the Northport Village Council a little more than a year ago. It allows for 2 dispensaries, 1 transporter, 1 safety tester, and 1 processor in its development district, which is zoned for a mix of residential housing and low-impact businesses. Councilmember Will Harper said the vote was a welcome validation of the action taken by the council in 2019. Now we can move forward with Mr. Caudill's business project, which will be a great addition to the village. Special use permit and a site plan for the business that will be located at 800 Mill Street were both approved earlier this year by the Northport Planning Commission. The repeal and replace commission question was put on the November ballot. All right, next, from wave3.com, Kentucky advocates motivated by election results legalizing marijuana, written by Mike Fusell, read to you by Jason Brodsky, Smoke News Radio, episode 63. Louisville, Kentucky. On election day, neither a red or blue wave was evident across America, but a green one was something many in Kentucky had their eye on. Voters in a number of states decided Tuesday whether to legalize marijuana for various cases. The Kentucky Cannabis Freedom Coalition is working with lawmakers to draft a Kentucky Responsible Use Cannabis Bill, which would legalize and decriminalize various uses of marijuana and hemp beyond medical use. The Kentucky Cannabis Freedom Coalition is working with lawmakers to draft a Kentucky Responsible Use Cannabis Bill, which would legalize and decriminalize various uses of marijuana and hemp beyond medical use. Brent Goss, Kentucky Veterans for Medical Cannabis Director, said medicinal use cleared the Kentucky State House of Representatives this year. He believes if it weren't for the PANDA impacting the session, it would be legalized by the Senate. Brent Gross, Kentucky Veterans for Medical Cannabis Director, said medicinal use cleared. Why is it the same sentence? Okay. Quote, I thought we'd be long before Mississippi, Gross, Kentucky Veterans for Medical Cannabis Director said. That makes no sense. Medical marijuana will now be legal in Mississippi after voters approved it with around 70% support. Brent quotes, when you see states that are going full bloom legal all around you, Illinois, I mean, I can drive across the river. I can drive across the river into Ohio and get it. Why shouldn't I be allowed to acquire this plant on my corner just like I go buy a pack of cigarettes? Recreational use was approved in Arizona, New Jersey, South Dakota, and Montana on election night. Those states joined 11 others and Washington, D.C. Voters in a number of states decided during the 2020 general election whether to legalize marijuana for various uses. Voters in a number of states decided during... Goss said medical use cleared the Kentucky House of Representatives this year, and he believes if it weren't for the... It's already said that. Did I cut paste it twice? Okay. It should not be called recreational. Dunagan, Kentucky Cannabis Freedom Coalition director, said, from this point forward, it should be called responsible cannabis use. We are responsible adults. Because of the panda, Kentucky needs this as a resource for their budget more than ever. Duncan said he believed the legislation had a chance of passing. The unicameral House passage for medical marijuana bill early this year and was the farthest from any marijuana legalization. All right. Sweet. You guys been listening to Smoke News Radio, episode 63, I think. And let's get a little closing music going for you real quick. I thank you guys very much. You're very wonderful listeners. And we have our good fella, Mr. Johnson, right here, who can take it away for us in just a moment. Let's see, sir. All right. My name, Jason Isaacuff-Brodsky with California Cannabis Hemp Initiative 2016, keeping this radio station going, keeping ideas and interesting things going. Apologize about the opinion stuff, but it's just really hard for me to say a police officer's word because they've been busting us for so long, and they think they get to choose and how they get to bust us and get the money for it. So anyhow, I love everyone so much, and thank you so much, Jack. Let's just hope your news does not come true.
A billion people died on the news tonight, but not so many cried at the devil's sight. Well, mama said, it's just make-believe. You can't believe everything you see, so baby, close your eyes to the lullabies on the news tonight. Who's the one to decide that it would be alright to put the music behind the mama said, you can't believe everything you hear. The diegetic world is so unclear. So baby, close your ears on the news tonight. On the news tonight. The unobtrusive tones on the news tonight. Mama said, why don't the newscasters cry when they read about people who die? At least they could be decent enough to put just a tear in their eye. But mama said, it's just make believe. Can't believe everything you see, so baby, close your eyes to the lullaby.